Excellence Podcast featuring the superintendent of the Argus Community Schools, Kerry Johnson. I'm your host, Dr. Jeff Butts, executive director of the Indiana Association of Public School Superintendents. This Leading with Excellence podcast allows listeners to get to know the incredible individuals who are leading Indiana's traditional public schools with excellence and reminds us that our leaders are also our neighbors, friends, mentors, and lifelong learners. These authentic conversations help bridge the gap between the office of the superintendent and the amazing people in that seat. You know, superintendents are often seen as administrators who make big decisions about budgets, policies, or facilities. And although that is all true, this podcast shifts that perspective by hearing superintendents speak in their own voices about their community, school district, and personal stories. We'll discover the superintendent as a listener, a learner, and a servant leader, someone whose leadership centers on vision, relationships, and a genuine care for people. Well, let's dive right in and learn more about our guest, Kerry Johnson. Welcome, Kerry.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Tell us a little bit about Argus. Where are you located? Tell us about your community. Tell us a little bit about your school district.
So Argus is a gem of a community. It's a very small community situated south of South Bend, maybe 40, 45 minutes. We are a rural district, and we serve around between 600 and 630 students. It's the heartbeat of our community. And I really love that aspect, that we get to be that part of the community for Argus.
So, Kerry, tell what brought you to Argus? What was that that thing that brought you to this small community that you just described?
So, Argus, I'm a hometown girl.
So, you're a graduate?
Yes, I am a graduate of Argus. I moved there with my family when I was young, started school there and graduated there, met my husband there. And we've raised three wonderful boys there who've also gone through the school system. It is a very tight-knit community, and it is family-oriented. So even though we've gone outside of the community, taken jobs outside, we have made our way back when it was time to raise our boys and bring them through the school system. We knew that's what we wanted. And that you see a lot of that at Argus. You take care of each other. You look out for each other. Your friends and your friends are family.
Wow. I love, love, love that. So you mentioned this pathway. Tell us about your pathway in and out of Argus as you made your way into the superintendency.
Sure. Pathway to superintendency is is kind of a funny story in my mind, but it's not anything I ever had anticipated. I knew I wanted to go into education. Well, actually, no, I didn't.
What would you have done if you wouldn't have gone into education?
Let me back up. I thought I would go into healthcare.
Okay.
I thought that I would be pharmacy or nursing or something along those lines. I knew I wanted to care for people. It's important to me to care for people.
You graduated from high school, you thought maybe that was your pathway.
I dabbled a little bit in education. I just was unsure.
Sure.
And there were a couple things I did in the healthcare world and figured out I can't do that.
Not your thing.
It is not my thing. Turns out I don't like blood or anything like that.
My son had a similar experience.
And so everything just kind of kept leading me back to this is the pathway I wanted to be in. I started out in early childhood education. Okay. I actually started a preschool in the community because there was a need for one and they did not have one. And so when my boys were really young, that is what I did. And then I ventured into the elementary school setting. Never in my wildest dreams did I think I would get into administration and leadership. And I think that's the beauty of it. I think it's a good testament of how you grow and learn. I am a learner at heart. And so the fact that I'm still learning today, taking on these difficult roles and encompassing all that is really important to me. And that's how I led myself as an educator. I wanted the students I worked with, even their families, to have that curiosity and that engagement. And so
did somebody tap you on the shoulder and say, Kerry, you need to be a principal, or you need to be an assistant principal. You have leadership in your blood.
Yes. So there have been some people along the way where, opportunities were brought about and I stepped into some instructional coaching roles and then some leaderships for grade level teams. And that really piqued my curiosity. And the more we worked together on those teams, that I, I knew that that was going to be my path, that I wanted to get into principalship. Mm-hmm. And then the big tap was for the superintendency.
And where did that tap come from?
That tap came from, I have a mentor superintendent. He had come to Argus out of retirement. Mm-hmm. There were some difficult times that the school corporation was going through, mm-hmm. and he had come in to try to turn that around and help, and he has righted that ship. And I actually started my principalship under him, and we've just developed a great relationship. And he's really been a good mentor. He's really believed in me, and he's taught me so much. And
somebody who still is your mentor?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. This is why I'm in this role, because he was ready to fully go back into retirement, mm-hmm. and the school community was looking for somebody that they felt like they could trust, they knew of, and we did that search. I did not put my name in the ring. I was happy. I was happy where I was at.
You were on the search committee.
I was doing my elementary principalship and really liked that aspect of my work with students every day, with parents every day, and I just never anticipated needing to step across. And when I say the hall, I really mean it, because we are a K-12 building.
All one building,
Which is unique, but also at the same time, I think it makes us really strong. And that is why I was able to develop that strong relationship with my mentor, because we were right there together all the time. He did a great job of bringing the admin team together daily, just because we are uniquely small. Mm-hmm. That was the team. So I knew more than what I thought I did coming into this, just because of what he led us into.
What was the biggest surprise about stepping across the hallway?
The business side of things, the finance side of things. So, and that is what I was most, I don't want to say dreading, but the anticipation of, I guess, not just knowing all of that. I am, as I said, I'm a learner, but I'm also, my confidence grows where I feel like I've already done that learning. Mm-hmm. And that is not a piece of, I guess, the puzzle that I have taken.
As someone who grew up in Argus and now is leading the school district in which you graduated, do you find that that has helped you with a little bit of grace, or has it added a little bit of pressure for you as you're now leading this hub of the community?
Sure. I think it's a good mix of both, to be honest. I don't feel like you ever just have all the grace, but, I think pressure also pushes you forward. Mm-hmm. So, I don't want to make it sound like it's a bad mix, because I do feel like it's positive all the way around. Yes, it's great to be part of that community, and I love the fact that I'm able to give back to that. That school has served me well and served my family well. And, it makes me really proud. Mm. It's a great opportunity to be able to lead that. But I also want to make sure I'm building those relationships and not assuming just because I'm from that hometown.
You mentioned that a lot of your staff are from Argus. And tell me, what brings people back to Argus to be part of the school community?
I think I mentioned that it's very family oriented. Mm-hmm. It's a tight-knit community. Even if you're not family, your family. So people really like to be there. They want to be there just because of the closeness. They want to bring their kids there. They want to raise their kids there, because we all take care of each other. We look after each other. And I think that speaks volumes for the school and the community.
Do you have other family members that work for the school district?
No.
That helps.
No.
That helps. But you have family still in the community.
I have family in the community, and I have family that's in the education field, and so they understand, you know, the ins and outs of education, but not directly in the district. And when I took my principalship there, my youngest son was the only one left in school. The others had graduated and moved on, but he was at the high school end. And so we still had that bit of separation. Mm-hmm. It was very neat to get to experience that with him, though. Being in a K-12 building, I would get to see him and participate in ways I felt like sometimes I hadn't been able to with my older two boys. And now that I'm in that superintendency role, I'm glad that they don't have that pressure of me sitting in that seat while they're still going, walking those halls.
You mentioned the single building, walk in the halls. You are out and about, I'm sure, all the time. What would you hope the students would say about you if I were to ask them?
Oh, I would hope that they, it's interesting when you are focused in the elementary world, and that's where I was for so long, you develop really deep relationships with those students mm-hmm. and you become a role model and a trusting figure to them. And they are happy to see you all the time. What's interesting is when they start to age into junior high and all of a sudden they act like, it's kind of like the parent role. All of a sudden they don't know who you are.
Cool.
They forgot that everything that we've been through and talked about. But I would hope that they remember that the support that's there and that they can always come and have that trusting conversation and anything can be said and we will help them.
Being in the community, being from the community, having family in the community, you are always known as the superintendent. And whether you are at a community function, at church, at the grocery store, how do you get away? How do you just go be Carrie?
That's an excellent question because that is something I've had to figure out how to navigate. There are times where I feel like maybe I've gone into hibernation a little bit just because I feel like I need to intentionally take a step away mm-hmm. Because you are always in that spotlight, so to speak. Mm-hmm. Not that people are necessarily watching you, but they do. They notice.
Sure.
They notice you. So they notice you at dinner. They notice everything. And so that's actually a conversation I've had to have with my young family as their young adults, I guess I should say,
yeah.
that as I was considering this role, we talked about that and how that might make them be looked at in a little bit different light as well, fair or unfairly. Mm-hmm. And so we had those strong conversations and they've been so supportive. But yeah, just finding some time to spend with them, maybe outside of the district a little bit, or we live out in the country in a rural setting, and so we have a lot of campfire time, and that's great, and it's fine. We don't necessarily need to go anywhere, but just remembering to protect that time mm-hmm. as well for my husband and myself, as mm-hmm. well as my kids.
I want to talk a little bit about that. I know our time's getting short, but I want to talk a little bit more about that. As a superintendent, you have this weight of the decisions that you make and the responsibilities that you have. And we often talk about work-life balance and knowing that you're expected to be at a lot of things. People look around and wondering if the superintendent's at the volleyball game or at the concert, the winter concert, or you know, any one of the awards programs that are going on. How do you find balance in the expectations that you have for work or that they have for you in the superintendency and just your life balance? I know that it's not equal, but how do you find that balance in a way that helps you to continue to be your best?
Sure. So I think it's a wonderful opportunity. I know that we were talking just on our way in to hear that this is a really busy time of mm-hmm. year. There's something scheduled every night.
Yeah.
But I really find a lot of joy and opportunity to go see where those students have, as I mentioned, elementary, you see them when they're really young. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go to the musical this weekend, and I can't wait to watch some of those students that I worked
and
with.
And how they've developed.
When they were so mm-hmm. young, and now all of a sudden they've cast their fears aside, and they're going to be on the stage singing yeah. and performing, and that's exciting. And so I think that's motivating, and I think when you look at it through that lens, it doesn't always feel so taxing. I want to be there and I want to be part of that, but also carving some time out. It's okay. I think it's okay. And that's something I'm still learning mm-hmm. is how to block some time out where maybe you just turn yourself off for a little while and you need to make sure that you are putting the focus back to family or mm-hmm. very family oriented. And so that has been, it's been a challenge this
yeah.
year. I will say that stepping into this role, but I think we're working through it pretty well.
As we get ready to wrap up, I want to ask you the same question I ask all of our guests. When you think about leading with excellence, especially in the context of public education, what does that look like for you?
So leading with excellence to me is showing up every day. Mm. And I know that seems minute, but when I say that, I really mean showing up every day. Like, you need to always have that best foot forward. Not just, oh, it's another day of work, but really showing up, showing mm. out. What are we going to do today? How are we going to win the day? How are we going to move forward? I'm not one that likes the spotlight. I don't love attention, but that's not my role. Mm-hmm. My role is to support everybody around me and push them to be the best that they can be, mm-hmm. so that they can rise up and be the leaders that our school corporation needs, our family and our students need. So to me, that's leading with excellence, showing up and figuring out how we are all going to put our best foot forward for the students and the community we serve.
Thank you for showing up today.
Thank you. This has been fun.
Ladies and gentlemen, our guest today has been the superintendent of Argus Community Schools, Carrie Johnson. Carrie's story reinforces that excellence is a journey, not a title. We hope today's conversation helped you to see the heart behind the role of the superintendent. Today's conversation reminds us that leadership is not only about decisions, it's about people, passion, and purpose. This has been another episode of the Leading with Excellence podcast from the Indiana Association of Public School Superintendents.